Food in this density realm is a journey. A step after step journey, something we conquered gradually, with victories and trials and errors. The avatar is built in such a way it does not always work in our favor or takes time to conquer. Because of the reward circuits of the brain flooding us with chemical messengers and hormones, it is certainly not easy to master how we feel, and even on a mucus-free or mucus-lean way of eating, you still are finding your ways to cheat, to ground, or to numb whenever things get too intense. The density of food allows us to land when our psychic abilities are activated. It can be much for us to navigate all at once. And food addiction is the most accepted form of self-medication. We adopt certain behaviors to cope with trauma. What I love about the mucus-free and mucus-lean ways of eating is that these moments no longer have harmful consequences. If you are choosing with consciousness, ingredients with which to connect and self-medicate. And the body adapts. You get used to no longer needing more mucus-forming items, and you are no longer chronically addicted. Each food we choose to consume has consequences, and working on our relationship with food generally also shows we are doing some work on ourselves too. With time, quantities can diminish to reach satiation. Skin problems disappear, chronic fatigue, receding gums, and kidney filtration can start to function again, bringing relief for all the lower back area of the body. This way of eating helps us to navigate and regulate our genetic weaknesses, to fight away some of the depression, to know our needs and our bodies, to know our bodies. It's also great to be hydrating the body after the traumatic process of the night and to be getting structured water from the fruits we consume. It is certainly a step-after-step transition, a great journey that allows time and energy to flow more freely. For some of us, the colder seasons are ahead, so it's a great time to stick to the transition, mucus-lean way of eating. Meaning this way of eating does create residues, that is, kind of manageable by the body. While mucus-free means a way of eating not creating any additional residue and density and assisting us to expel the old stagnant obstruction. Our journeys here are such a process, and every day we can keep on challenging ourselves a little bit more while not going over the line where it pushes us too much. It's a balance to find every day, new habits to integrate to our everyday lives until they become a new part of how we navigate this realm. These 3D changes have been very complementary to the other types of work I've been doing. Here, this is a realm where we also have to become masters of the 3D planes to conquer the higher planes.